cosmic chicken or cosmic egg? To a working scientist, this position seems so self-evident that you think it couldn't be challenged. But almost immediately we run into a which came first, the chicken or the egg, dilemma. You can't have time without the universe, and you can't have the universe without time. The two depend upon each other. The same is true for the atoms, which didn't appear until 300,000 years after the Big Bang, when bare protons and electrons combined. Before then, only ionized matter existed. Without time, there would be no atoms. But without atoms, there would be no human brain to perceive time. How did the two get linked? No one knows. The illusion created by clocks can't be trusted, which casts doubt on objective time itself. Something insurmountable, a Chinese wall, prevents us from peering beyond the Planck era into the pre-created state and seeing what came before the Big Bang. The same wall exists with respect to time, but this hasn't stopped physicists from reaching for an explanation of how time operates in the created universe. Time brings change, and change implies motion, which can be observed everywhere in creation. But strangely enough, motion doesn't mean that we are observing something moving. This, too, could be an illusion. The fact that atoms and molecules move around is part of the clock illusion. When you watch a car chase in the movies, the cars aren't actually moving. Instead, frames of still photos spool through the projector, when projectors used film, at 24 frames a second to create the illusion of motion. Our brains also operate by taking snapshots, fixed images, and stringing them together so quickly that we see the world in motion. At the level of the quantum field, all motion is deceptive. Subatomic particles wink in and out of the quantum vacuum, reappearing each time in a slightly different place. Essentially, they don't move, because the different places are just changes of state. Think of how a TV screen works. If a red balloon needs to pass across the screen, nothing inside the TV has to move. Instead, the phosphors, in an old-fashioned cathode ray tube, or the LCD lights, in a digital screen, wink on and off. By doing that in sequence, first red LCD number 1, then red LCD number 2, red LCD number 3, and so on, the balloon appears to float from left to right, from up to down, or any way you choose. Sitting at the movies, we may know how the trick is done, but we give in to the illusion. Anytime we want, we can get up and walk out of the cinema, returning to the real world. But how do you walk out of the real world? If everyday time is just as illusory as movie time, there's a problem. The human nervous system is constructed of tiny clocks that regulate other tiny clocks all around the body. Besides the really big rhythms the body follows, sleeping and waking, eating, digesting, and excreting wastes, there are medium rhythms, breathing, short rhythms, heartbeat, and very short rhythms, chemical reactions inside our cells. It's a miracle that the human nervous system can synchronize all of these rhythms, and more. There are the twitches of muscle fibers, the flow of hormones, the division of DNA, the production of new cells. All these processes have their own clocks. DNA activity also controls long-range rhythms, from the emergence of baby teeth, the start of menstruation, and other aspects of puberty to more distant events like male balding, menopause, and the onset of chronic illnesses that take years to develop, such as many cancers and Alzheimer's disease. How our genes manage to span timescales as short as a millisecond, the time a chemical reaction inside a cell might take, and as long as 70 years or more, remains a mystery. At this point, if you are practical-minded, you might be tempted to say, the mystery of time is too abstract. as long as my brain is running things by the clock, that's good enough. But it isn't. Imagine that you are in bed, dreaming. In your dream, you're a soldier fighting on the battlefield. You charge across the field, your heart pounding. All around you, bombs are going off. Artillery shells whiz overhead. The spectacle rivets you, even in your terror. And then you wake up. At that instant, everything in your dream is revealed to be an illusion, but most especially, time. In our dreams, long spans of time can pass, but neurologists know that the episodes of REM, rapid eye movement, sleep, where almost all dreams occur, take no more than a few seconds or minutes. In other words, there is no relation between brain time, as measured by neural activity, and the experiences inside a dream. The same is true when you're awake, however. See yourself sitting by a window in a dream, watching people and cars go by. When you wake up, a dream researcher tells you that your dream, which felt like half a day, in fact took 23 seconds of brain time. If you sit by a window watching the passing world while you are awake, that experience is also created by the same brain cells that create dreams. The firing of a few neurons, which takes only a few hundredths of a second, can cause you to see a bright flash in your eyes that lasts a long time. Seeing such lights is common in conditions like migraine and epilepsy. You have a choice whether to call brain time the real thing or your experience the real thing. But in actuality, neither is more real than the other, for the simple reason that we can't step outside our brains in order to capture real time. Walking out of a movie is easy. Walking out of this waking dream isn't. So how does the brain learn to keep time? We could look to the chemical reactions taking place inside brain cells, which, like all other cells, are chemical factories. These reactions, along with the electrical activity that lights up on an fMRI scan, are precisely timed. One crucial activity is the exchange of sodium and potassium ions across the outer membrane of a brain cell. An ion is an electrically charged atom or molecule, either positive or negative. The time this takes is infinitesimally small, but it's not instantaneous. So there's your basic brain clock, or a key part of it. Unfortunately, the brain's clock isn't attached to the experience of time. While all those ions are clicking away, time can be behaving any way it wants in dreams, hallucinations, under disease conditions, in moments of inspiration, or other uncanny moments when time stands still. Clicking ions tell us nothing about the behavior of time. And anyway, there would be no ions in the first place without the Big Bang. We are at the same dead end where the mystery began. The cosmic chicken and egg question is still up for grabs.